I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning Ukraine against committing any reckless acts as Ukraine imposed martial law after Russian forces seized three Ukrainian ships in their cruise in the Black Sea. In a phone conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Putin said he was seriously concerned about the developments and asked Germany to approach Ukrainian authorities to dissuade them from further reckless acts. Three American troops are dead after a bombing in Afghanistan. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The military says the three service members were killed in a roadside bombing. Three others were wounded along with an American contractor. It happened in Afghanistan's eastern Ghazni province, where the Taliban are extremely active. Another soldier was killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. And the military now says Sergeant Leandro Jasso was likely accidentally shot by Afghan forces during a firefight with Al-Qaeda militants. There are now about 15,000 American troops in Afghanistan.
Sagar Magani for the AP. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort broke his plea agreement with U.S. federal prosecutors by lying to investigators. That's according to the special counsel's office. Manafort, who faces up to 10 years in prison for various financial crimes, had agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into possible collusion between the President Donald Trump's campaign and Russian meddling in a 2016 election. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports Manafort appears to have cost himself a significant cut in prison sentence.
His deputy vice campaign chairman Rick Gates remains a cooperator. He was present for even longer. Michael Cohen has cooperated. Michael Flynn. So there are other people, but there's no question that losing Manafort's a big deal.
A federal judge rejected his appeal to delay his prison term while he awaited for an appeal court to rule whether Mueller's appointment was constitutional. This is VOA News. Are migrants at the U.S. border having a change of mind? AP correspondent Rita Foley examines this.
Of the 5,000 or so Central American immigrants in Tijuana, many reportedly now think there's little chance they'll get into the U.S., legally or illegally. Those interested in returning to their home countries are lining up for help, and Mexico says more immigrants are looking into getting jobs and staying in Mexico. I'm Rita Foley.
Human Rights Watch has asked Argentina to use a war crimes clause in its constitution to investigate the role of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in possible crimes against humanity in Yemen and the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. As Reuters' Emily Wither reports, this could occur while the prince is attending the G20 summit this week in Argentina.
The prince may also face Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Turkey's foreign minister telling a German newspaper that MBS had asked for a meeting while the pair were at the summit. Erdogan has said that Khashoggi's killing was ordered by the highest level of Saudi leadership, but probably not from King Salman, putting the spotlight instead on the young prince and heir. This villa has become the center of investigations as Turkish police continue to search for evidence. Authorities believe that one of the Saudi agents allegedly involved in the murder called the owner of this property a day before the killing. A Saudi national owns this remote villa southeast of Istanbul. According to the prosecutor's office, the phone call was believed to be about the destruction or disappearance of the body parts. After being hailed as a reformer, Prince Mohammed's image has taken a battering abroad, his global trip unlikely to generate the kind of headlines he would have hoped for.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. British and Dutch regulators have fined ride-hailing company Uber $1.2 million for what it says is inadequate security measures that left personal data at risk for a cyber attack. The fines are linked to a 2016 hack of Uber data that allowed attackers to download information about 32 million users, including 2.7 million accounts in Britain. Anthropologists, researchers, and an international rights group have urged authorities to call off the search for the body of an American who was presumably killed by a secluded group, saying the move poses a risk to the hunter-gatherer tribe. John Allen Chow went to the prohibited North Sentinel Island off the Indian mainland on a mission to convert the tribe to Christianity. Tribe members reportedly shot him dead with arrows. Fishermen said they spotted tribe members dragging and burying the body in the sand. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.